And it's time to bring in right now Mike Causey. Take a check on sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So did you watch much basketball last night?
I watched some.
Anything exciting happen?
There were a couple of minor upsets. Minnesota beat Louisville. They're out. A couple of close ones. Auburn beat New Mexico State by one. LSU was very, very close with Yale till the end. They wound up winning by five. We got a couple other ones. Michigan State and Bradley was a lot closer than expected. Murray State smacked Marquette. That was a 12 beating a 5. Florida beat Nevada. That was a 10 beating a 7. Villanova just squeaked by 4 points. They won't be in this tournament very long. And in an 8-9 game, Baylor beat Syracuse. So Syracuse is gone, and Wofford smashed Seton Hall, beat them by 16. Seton Hall's gone. So there's not many teams from this area left anymore. Fairly Ridiculous got beat by almost 40 points by Gonzaga. And Kentucky, they beat that school from Texas, Abilene Christian. They beat them by about 35. So the big schools whooped up. Auburn squeaked by. Florida State had a close one. Couple of close ones, but few upsets, but no huge upsets. The biggest upset yesterday was probably Marquette getting bounced by Murray State by 21 points.
The NFL, a couple of rule changes possibly for instant replay. First proposal would add fouls for pass interference to the list of reviewable plays.
What a joke.
The second
football game's going to take 6 hours.
That's right. The second would include fouls for pass interference, but it would also add fouls for roughing the passer and unnecessary hits against a defenseless receiver. Now the games go to 8 hours.
Just more reasons not to watch it.
Those rule changes don't make much sense to me at all.
Well, you know, maybe football players need to wear skirts and high heels, and then it can become what people want.
You sound like Mickey Mantle. Remember what Mickey Mantle said about Pete Rose?
I vaguely remember it.
It was hilarious. I think he had a few beers when he said it. A reporter asked him what he thought about Pete Rose's record breaking into the number of singles. Mickey Mantle said, well, I guess if I would have worn a skirt and swung for singles, I could have done that, too.
Yeah, football's ruined. It's shot. I can't watch it anymore. All these changes and the rules, and now you're going to have interpretations of interference, and you're going to have to look over play after play after. Goodbye, football.
All right, so now we've done all that, do you have anything else to talk about? Do you want to go to racing?
We could stay, go to baseball for
okay.
A little bit. Greg Bird has another injury. He's out. He's getting checked out. That what's that make? 18 years in a row this guy's been hurt?
Yeah, he's always hurt, yeah.
So the Yankees' woes of injuries continue. I wonder what these guys do in the offseason.
Well,
it's
even,
funny, isn't it?
Older
players back in the day that didn't train for 12 months a year had a hell of a lot less injuries than these supposedly better shape players, didn't they?
It appears to be that way.
Yeah. You know why?
Because
the human body needs time to rest. The human body can't be constantly on the build. It has to have a shutdown period. Maybe someday somebody will realize that.
Well, talking about Yankees injuries, how about Lee Mazzilli?
When's he playing?
No, he was an instructor. He got hit by a foul ball, side of the head. He's okay. He's recovering. But
see, when you're hitting fungos, there's this thing you're supposed to be behind. It's called a net.
That's right.
They have these nets all over the field where the batters that's hitting fungos that aren't prepared to defend themselves against the ball are supposed to be behind. Maybe the Yankees don't have nets.
Yeah, we'll find out. But anyways.
Lee Mazzilli.
Yeah. So now, with that, where do you want to move now? You want to go to racing now?
Yeah, sure. We can go down to Fairgrounds for the weekend.
Let's go there.
All right. Starting with the 10th race tomorrow. It's the Grade 2 New Orleans Handicap, mile and an eighth on the dirt. This goes off about 4:30 our time. Not a lot of big names in this race for a Grade 2. That's because there's a lot of these going on. Every time they have a big three-year-old race, they accompany it with everything else that clean out the cupboard. so there's very few horses available. Like last week, we had it at Oaklawn. This week at Fairgrounds. Next week, it's going to be at I think it's in New York and Gulfstream. The week before that, it was at Tampa Bay. So you're cutting the pie very, very thin. The 10th race, couple of horses I'm looking at in this 11-horse field. One is a 3-horse Super Tappet. If you look at this race, he ran 6th last time out in the Razorback. But the horse that ran 3rd came back to win the Essex last week and pay $30 at Oaklawn. So this horse is a use for me because of that reason alone. He didn't run very well in the Razorback prior to that down at Gulfstream. Ran pretty good, stayed a little closer to the pace. Expect that tomorrow with Tyler Gaffleone, who's been riding very well down at Gulfstream, goes over Fairgrounds for the day. So I'm going to use the 3 Super Tappet at 6-1. But my top pick is going to be the 11-horse Core Beliefs. This horse may sound familiar to you because he ran in the Haskell last year. He was prepping out in California for the Kentucky Derby, ran 3rd to Justify in the Santa Anita Derby, came east and ran 2nd in the Peter Pan, won the Ohio Derby. So this is a kind of decent horse who's been laid up since September last year. Gets an outside post, has some early speed, which was shown earlier in his career. Gets a nice jockey change to Florent Giroux, who's one of the leading riders down at the Fairgrounds, and that's enough for making my top pick in this race tomorrow. So an 11-3 exact the box in this race, and we're going to go with the 11 to win. That's the 10th in the Fairgrounds tomorrow. The 11th race is the Muniz Memorial. This is a 1 1/8 on the turf. A real competitive race here of 10 horses. Some nice horses showed up for this one. Two horses that stick out to me. One is the 7-horse, Bricks and Mortar. This horse came off of a year layoff only to win the next two races out. One of them was a grade one down at Gulfstream, was the race that was run with the Pegasus. This was the Pegasus turf, and he picked up about $2 million for that race, $2.5 million for that race. Comes into this race as the favorite, is 2-1. So I'm going to use him, but I'm going to try to beat him. Horse I'm going to try to beat him with is the 2, Divisadario, who gets another big jockey change from Toledo to Florent Giroux, and Giroux is a top turf rider. Had a couple of wide turns on the last race that definitely cost him the win at Tampa Bay Downs, getting beat by less than a length. The more distance you travel, the more you have to make up, and he wasn't able to make it up. Comes in off a bullet work for this race, and at 5-1, I'm going to look to make a little bit of more money in here. So in the 11th in the Muniz, the 2 Divisadario is my top pick with the 7 Bricks and Mortars in my exacta. And then the 12th race is the Fairgrounds Oaks, the filly version of the 3-year-old trail. Two horses in here, the 2 Serengeti Express looks kind of tough coming out of the Rachel Alexandra in a wire win by 4-plus lengths at 8-5 that day. So I'm definitely going to use that horse. And my top pick here is going to be the 6, Aristu. This horse ran 3rd in the Rachel Alexandra and had all kinds of problems being wide all over the track. This horse gets a jockey change from Santana to Jose Ortiz, who flies down to the Bayou for the weekend for the big races. And the 6, Aristu, is going to be my top pick. I'm going to use the 2, Serengeti Express. And to round out a try, I'm going to use the 7 horse. This is one of the horses coming from California. Peter Ertin's horse, Slew Good to Be True. So a 2-6-7 try box, a 2-6 exacta box, and bet the 6 to win. And then going into the 13th race, which is the Louisiana Derby, a field of 11 lineup for this. War of Will, who's won 2 preps down at the Fairgrounds with the LeCompte and the Risen Star, is back. He's 6-5 morning line and has every right to be a 6-5 morning line. And as my friend taught me, when you're trying to beat a horse who's beating everybody there, you have to look for a stranger. One stranger may be the 8 Country House, who did run in the Risen Star, but that horse got an immense class test last time, going from a maiden special weight to the grade 2 Risen Star. Wasn't beat badly in that race for the class rise, did run 2nd. Expect the Billy Mott horse, trained horse, to be a little bit better this time. But my top pick's going to be the 4 horse, Sueno. This horse is the stranger in the race. Ran 2nd in the Sham out in California. Ran in the Southwest at Oaklawn, And coming out of the Southwest in Oakland was my winner last week for the Rebel with Long Range Toddy. And this horse beat Long Range Toddy in the Southwest. Lost the Southwest by 3/4 of a length. So this horse is coming in real good for this race. So Long Range Toddy won for us last week. So I'm going to use a horse coming out of the same race this week. I'm looking for Sueno at 8-1 to upset War of Will in the Louisiana Derby. So a 4-6-8 box in the 13th at the Fairgrounds with a win bet on the 4. And, folks, this is a pick 4 race. So you can take all of these picks and make yourself a pick 4 ticket, a 2x2x2x3 ticket. That's only going to cost you $12 for 50 cents, and your return will be a lot more than $12. So it'd be worth a shot to play the pick 4 here tomorrow.
All right. That is a look at all of it, huh?
That's it.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. I got a game in Staten Island at noon tomorrow, which disrupts the apple cart, but we'll see what we can do.
All right. We'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great day, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye.
All right. That is a check on sports this morning. If I can do this like it's meant to do it, there with Mike Causey here on Robin Hood Radio.